From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And what I'm going to promise you today, I won't talk anything about impeachment. I promise you, we're getting completely bombarded with that stuff, so I'm going to just scrap that segment out of the whole show. So what I want to talk about today is a few things. First segment, I'm going to go over the economic indicators. So those, if you're not in the market for a mortgage, please stay tuned for this segment, because I'm going to tell you one of the things I tell a lot of people. And basically the phrase is, and you've heard it, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, and I'll explain to you what I mean by that. And then in the latter part of this section, in the next two segments of the show, I'm going to have Alan Platt. He's part of the Frio team. And Alan handles the, I hate the, this word or this vocabulary piece, kind of the higher end clientele that do come to the Frio team. He handles jumbo mortgages, the jumbo mortgages for the Frio team. And he also deals a lot with custom-built homes, on the higher end of custom-built homes. So if you're looking for a jumbo mortgage, and we're going to explain what that is, and if you also want to dabble, you know, if you're in the market for a home and you want to check out some custom-built homes, he can help guide you that route as well. There's three or four different complexes that he works exclusively with to get you into a custom-built home. But basically, he handles all of our high-end clientele base, especially those with the bigger loan volumes, because that's a whole different segment than just a normal mortgage. There's different guidelines behind it and a whole bunch of other things. So what I want to talk about right now is let's get into the markets right now, the economy, the markets, what's going on there. The stock market had its ups and downs this week. I still can't figure out why this is playing a huge role in the markets, but the virus over in China, I don't see how that's really, you know, making markets dip, but it is. But some of the big numbers that came out this week are, I'm going to go through my checklist that I follow on a weekly basis to kind of, because I have a podcast every night and a YouTube post every night. So if you would check that out, it's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Just Google it or go to YouTube and check that out, or podcasts and check that out. And if you have any questions during the show, give me a call at 833-DAN-FRIO, and Frio is F-R-I-O. So let's get on to the economic indicators that I watch. So we have manufacturing numbers. They were on a seven-month slump up until just this past week. Manufacturing came in, the numbers came in a little bit better than they have been. They're finally on an uptick. Now, I don't know if that is due to the China trade agreements, because I don't think it'll happen that fast, because these are lagging indicators. But that was great news recently, is the China tariffs, or the China war. Phase one is through. I think phase two is going to be a lot more difficult than phase one. The next segment is the Mexican-Canada agreement. I had a debate with a young man this weekend. He's saying, "Oh, that's nothing. It's just a little bit of lipstick on the NAFTA." I don't think so, and I'm not going to go into that during this. But check out, just Google, you know, the NAFTA versus the Mexican-China new agreements, and you'll see some major changes there. So now we have. So here's what we have. We have manufacturing numbers that kind of, it started taking an uptick. That's good. We have employment numbers that, let's talk employment and unemployment. So the employment numbers are steady. They're not fantastic, where I hear a lot of shows and a lot of economic indicators saying, you know, the numbers are phenomenal. I don't see that, and I don't know if that's basically just a PR thing about employment numbers, just to kind of keep the momentum and the euphoria in the stock market. But I don't really see that. And I'm not sponsored by any financial planners or anything, so this is unbiased, and this is my, basically, the facts that are out there and posted. Unemployment claims came in this week, and there was more people filing for unemployment. That's not good. So that's a negative. And I'm going to go through these. I'm going to say positive, positive, minus, and we're going to add it up to see where we're going. Earnings reports. Earnings reports up until kind of mid latter part of the week were pretty good. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing a lot of misses. And you saw a blip in the radar around Thursday where the market kind of crashed. And there was multiple reasons behind that. One of the reasons why what they said was, you know, the virus is making a slump in certain areas. I don't see how a virus is going to crash the economy in the world. But that's my two cents. Earnings. There is, believe it or not, there's a fear slash greed index, a fear slash greed index that's monitored, that's actually monitored. And it actually is saying or indicating to the markets greed, pull back. So let's go through the indicators. And again, this is to the point where pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. I'm a proponent right now. Pull some of your monies off the table. Here's why. Manufacturing. It had a little bit of an uptick recently, but it's on a downturn. That's bad. Employment levels, they're okay. So we'll just keep that as a neutral. Unemployment claims, they've gone up. So more people are filing unemployment. So that's a negative. Earnings, I'm going to give that a neutral because a lot of the big banks came out with good earnings, but a lot of other companies, their earnings came back and not so great. All the agreements with China, Mexico, Canada, and so forth, that's good. Earnings, I already went over earnings. The fear greed index, bad. And then the last thing that I follow, and if you follow my show on YouTubes and podcasts, you hear me talk a lot about the Cass Index. That's the freight index that's going on, basically moving products. And that's a huge indicator of 6, 8, 12, or 18 months out. That has been on an 8-month decline, meaning there's less products being moved. So when you add all this up, I'm not a proponent. I'm not going to continue the euphoria with the stock market. So I'm pulling my monies off the table. The good news behind all of this is mortgage rates just hit a 3-month low. So those that are out there teetering on the fence, don't teeter anymore. You know, lock in now, especially. And if you're looking to buy a home, you can't lock in today because you don't have a house picked out. But if you're really looking to buy a house in the next few months, or you're pondering, is it a good time to buy a house? Great time to buy a house, because even rental indexes just came out and rents are hitting all-time highs. So unless you're pretty much transit, even in Illinois, it's probably not a bad time to buy because you're hitting basically almost historically record low rates. And if you don't buy, you're renting, and your rents are going up and up and up, and they're basically almost hit historic high rates or rentals. So that's that piece of the market, and that's my market report for this week. So let's get on to what the next segment's going to be. I have a friend of mine. He's Alan Platt. He's on the Frio team. He deals with the, again, I don't mean it in a derogatory way or to put anybody else down, but he deals with the higher end clients, meaning higher income, higher home values, higher credit scores, but basically the higher end of the values of the homes. If you need mortgages, and we're going to go through this, if you need mortgages over $500,000, and he's going to tell you the triggers, because new triggers came out just this month, increasing the normal mortgages, not the jumbo piece of things, but a normal mortgage. What I mean by that is the normal mortgages that aren't jumbo, that aren't, you know, a government sponsored loan, just a standard mortgage. Those loan limits just went up. So we're going to go over the loan limits and then the different criteria that you need to qualify for a loan in the jumbo market. So I kind of forget this every once in a while, and I am so sorry to the sponsors. My sponsors make this show possible for me. And I also, they sponsor me on WIND Radio. And for those that don't know, I'm new to WIND Radio. I've been on here since about October, but I'm not new to Salem Radio or radio in Chicago. I've been on WYLL Radio, and it's Salem's Christian division. I've been on there for over 13 years. So I'm on WYLL if you'd like to tune in there every night. I'm on from 7:30 to 8 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. And then you're hearing me live right now on WIND Radio, Saturday mornings from 7 to 8. And then you can, if you miss any of the shows, you can go back to themortgageupdate.net. So themortgageupdate.net. And you can find all of my previous shows as well as my sponsors and everything of that. So I'm going to go briefly through my sponsors. So if you need anything in any of these areas, please go to my site. You can even go to my primary site, the freeoteam.com, and find these sponsors. But if you would, please support these guys. And I'll tell you exactly, you know, basically what they do. Dottie Dose of Echo Home Inspections, Inc. So if you're looking to buy a house and you need that house inspected, please reach out to Dottie. Gary Hall with RE/MAX Central. AD Supplies, they're the kind of the alternative to Uline, Granger, and the Carry Company. If you don't need that product, it's safety products and shipping products. If you don't need the product overnight, that's the place to go, because you can probably save about 10 to 25%. Stuart Ramirez of eSignature Realty. Tom Mirabali, if you listen to this show or my other shows, you hear Tom all over the radio. He's your independent insurance agent with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Pat Noon, PJN Tax Solutions Group. He's the guy that gets the IRS off your ASS. Credit Scores and More, plural, Credit Scores and More, to get your free credit scores and more. And Joe Tribuzio of Universal Masonry Group. If you're looking to have anything done in your house, remodeling, finishing the basement, fixing that kitchen, fixing the bathrooms, Joe's your guy. So I want to thank the sponsors, and don't go away, because we're going to be back with Alan talking about jumbo mortgages. Take care.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. I got a special guest with me today. And a lot of clients, if they're looking for a mortgage, there's different pods of mortgages that you can look for. But one specific segment is jumbo mortgages. And there's a lot of misconceptions in there. And then there's a lot of questions saying, you know, at what point or what dollar amount does that jumbo mortgage start? So I brought in the Frio team expert, Alan Platt. He's my guy that handles all the jumbos. And then we have I won't say a partnership, but we have a great friendship and working relationship with a specific builder that has about four main units going up right now, or main areas going up right now, that are custom-built homes. They're phenomenal homes. And that's one of the reasons why I asked Alan to come in today, because I want to explain today, what is a jumbo mortgage? What is it consist of? Where does the dollar amount start? Where does the credit score start, and everything of that sort? So, welcome aboard, Alan.
Thank you, Dan. Great to be here.
You betcha. So, tell everybody just a little bit of background about you. We've known each other for probably 13 years, maybe something like that. Yeah. And we recently brought Alan in to kind of handle this segment of the market for us. So, tell him a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I've been in the business probably about 15 years, known Dan for 13 of those 15 years.
Lucky. And,
it's been great. But came aboard actually first of the year, I believe.
Yeah.
And things have been growing great. So we're doing a lot of great things for a lot of people out there.
Awesome. And the confusion a lot of times is a conventional versus jumbo versus FHA versus whatever. So we will go over those segments, because we have other shows in relation to that. But let's talk loan limits real quick. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they do mostly all the mortgages out there that we get approvals through. They dictate the rules behind most of this stuff. What did the loan limits increase to this year, and then where does jumbo kind of fit in from there if you exceed that conventional limit?
Yeah, so currently the normal standard loan limit is $510,400.
Okay.
So simply put, if you are in the market for anything over that.
By a dollar,
you need a jumbo loan.
Got it.
And there's different set of rules or guidelines around that loan. So
what's the, like, I know in a normal, like, to get a government loan, FHA, VA, you need a 580 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional programs, where is, like, credit score wise, where I just want to go over the basic guidelines for a conventional loan. Like, what can you get away with a 600 credit score?
Yeah, so 620 is the magic number for conforming.
Okay.
Standard loans.
Got it.
And that's viewed as probably an average score.
Okay.
To fit the jumbo limits, you're going to need to get up to a 680 credit score,
okay,
which is, you know, not great, but still a better score.
Got it.
So 680 is the magic number.
Okay. So 680, you need at least a 680 credit score. Now, is there 679, is there leeway there?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
We have a tool that's really cool, and I see you on this thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we have that most people or most lenders don't have is our credit bureau system, the rescoring or the what-if simulators. Go over that. I know I'm throwing you a curveball on this one, but I know you know it.
Like, yeah, inside, I'm on that.
You know, you're on it every day, all day, or not that much, but you're on that quite a bit. So what I'm getting at is if you call in, most people, I always throw this trick question out. How many? You probably do the same thing. Hey, what's your credit score? Ah, it's a 638.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that's one of 30 different credit scores. So it that number you give me, if I have $1 million to bet, I'd say if I pulled your credit score, I'm not getting that 638 that you just told me. So we have a scenario built into our credit scoring system that you can go in. And let's say, for example, you call in and you have a 670 credit score. You need a jumbo loan. Walk them through. And this is the coolest thing. Walk them through our kind of what if simulators and things that we offer every client. So if you're out there and you're missing your credit scores by, you know, you got turned down because you're 10, 15 points off, call us. Because what Alan's going to go over with you is, like, earth-shattering.
Yeah, it's a really cool program, and it's very easy for us to use. So when we pull someone's credit, it's basically a snapshot of someone's credit profile at that exact moment. And we pull three scores, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, and we have to go off of whatever that middle score is. So let's say we're trying to get you guys approved for a conforming loan and we need a 620. Or let's go to jumbo and we need a 680 and you're at a 675 middle score. So there's the expert tool online. We can log in and we can play around with different debts that you have. And let's say you have a Kohl's credit card from Christmas time and the limit's $1,000. And currently your balance is 800. Well, I can manipulate that and say, well, what if they pay it down to $500? What will that do to the score? And a lot of times, you know, something as little as that will boost the middle score or A score up 20 to 30 points. And all we really need is you to pay that down, send me a letter or some form of statement showing what that balance is, and we'll get that taken care of for you. And you know, your middle score could jump 30 points in a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, the thing is, what we do is, especially coming at this time of year, because we just came off the holidays. So if you had, and I use this analogy, it's fact, too. I was working on my cousin's salon a couple months ago, and I pulled his credit report, and I'm like, dude, your credit scores are terrible. But your history is, like, perfect. What he had was, he had, like, 8 different credit cards. Everyone had a high credit limit of $200.
Yeah, that's low.
Well, you go to Costco and you get run in and grab a couple things, come out and fill your car, you're $200.
Yeah.
So you're maxed out. So what I did is I ran the simulator. I kind of knew what was going to happen, but I'm like, how high can we get his score? So I went into that and played with it. And I'm like, if he just did this, he didn't even have to pay anything. He called like 3 of his creditors and got his credit limits, high credit limits, up to 1,000, he picked up like 80 points.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, it was like 80 points because his credit was perfect. And that's what happened in his. So if you've been denied for a, you know, a mortgage, even a jumbo mortgage, or even a conventional or FHA mortgage, because you didn't have a high enough credit score, let us know. Now, I'm not saying if you've never paid anybody in your life, in every account's collection, it's not going to work. But if you have good credit and you're just like, I don't know why my credit scores aren't hitting this area, you know, that's where we can come in of help. And this, how long does it take? Because most people think, well, it's going to take 30 to 45 days.
No, I've had clients improve scores in 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
And it's something that we do on a lot of clients because it could make their overall deal, you know, so much better. Or, by having a higher score.
Or from decline to
approval.
Hey, you're going to move into a house in 30 days.
Right.
So that's awesome. Okay, so let's get, here's the next question I got, or people out there would have. I'm buying a house. It's $1 million home. So I know I need a jumbo because I'm only going to put, I don't want to put down $500,000. We call it loan to value. If I'm buying $1 million home and I have an 800 credit score, How much do I need to put down to qualify for that loan? We call it loan to value, and you can probably explain that and then go into it.
Yeah, so simply put, loan to value is you're going to take the loan balance and compare that to the value. So if you're buying a $1 million home and you have a loan for $800,000, that is 80%, so 80% loan to value. But jumbos only require 10% down. So if you're buying $1 million home, you only need $100,000 to put down. And with that, you have no mortgage insurance, which is an outstanding feature.
Phenomenal. And some people might be listening out there saying, you said only $100,000 down.
Right.
Again, yeah. If you're buying $1 million home, you might, I won't say you probably or you will have it, but most likely they're going to have that. The norm is, in most cases, you know, 20% down. Right. So if we can get you into that house with $100,000 less, and we all know as soon as you get into that house, you want new carpeting, you want to paint, you want maybe new appliances. Use that extra money to do that. In the next segment, I'm going to go a Q&A and start asking you, you know, if I have a $2 million home and I have a $500,000 mortgage and I want to pay off some credit cards and this and that and pull some monies out to pay off my kids' college tuitions and so forth, can I do that? But let's go over the next, I want to just in a broad stroke do this right now, is 10% down if you're buying. We went over the scores. The scores are 680 and above. There's also something that, you know, we look at. In do you budget? And we call it your debt ratio. Can you explain debt ratio and where you can go with that with a jumbo mortgage?
Yeah, so we look at the current debts that are reporting on your credit bureau, and we add in whatever that mortgage payment's going to be, including your taxes and your insurance. And that number we have to compare to your gross monthly income. So if you're on a salary of $120,000 for the year, your gross monthly income is $10,000.
Got it.
So the debt to income ratio cannot exceed 43%. So all of your bills on your credit report, not including, you know, car insurance and health insurance, but the stuff that you're paying on your credit cards, your installment loans, and whatever your new mortgage payment is, cannot exceed $4,300 in that example. So
got it.
43% of your income.
Sweet. And again, it's your gross income, so before taxes and all that's taken out. So when we come back, I'm going to throw some questions at Alan that I get on a weekly basis, and we're going to answer those questions. So don't go away. We'll be back with Alan Platt, our jumbo specialist. Be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. So now in this segment, we have Alan Platt. He's on the Frio team and he handles our jumbo mortgage clientele. Most of the places you're going to call, you're going to get probably somebody fairly new to the business that they're just, you know, they're answering the phone, taking your data down and figuring out some stuff and just to learn the business. I don't like that. You know, a lot of our newbies are behind the scenes and they're learning behind the scenes. They're not dealing with you directly. Other ones are saying, hey, call my team. And yeah, mine is thefrioteam.com. 99% of the time, you talk to me. If you don't, I'm most likely going to at least call you and say thanks. And I'm here to help. I'm behind the scenes, believe it or not, every day. So, and I review your loan file, believe it or not, on every loan file. So I am involved. So if you happen to call in, say you're dealing with Alan, one day Alan's out or he's on vacation, you get transferred to me. I'll still know what's going on with your loan because I'm in tune on every one of the loans. So again, if we could be of any help, you can call us at 844-775-LOAN. And loan is 5626. So right now I'm going to start throwing some questions that I would have, or the questions that I get most commonly by people that are calling in and looking for jumbo mortgages. So let's go. We went over the minimum credit score you need, 680 versus a 620 or a 580 for other products. The debt ratio, which is basically all the debts on your credit report divided by your gross income. So before everybody takes all their money out of you, your gross income, that can be at 43%. So now, I guess my question would be, let's go on some scenarios I have. We have a gentleman that we're working on right now. He has a second home in Arizona. It's a $2 million home that he's looking to buy. In his case, how much would that person need as a down payment? Again, it's a second home. He's here in Illinois, very affluent person, buying a huge mansion out in Arizona. Walk us through that package deal, loan to value, down payments, and so forth.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's actually not much different than a primary residence than your home you live in.
Okay.
It's going to be viewed as, you know, a vacation home. Basically, you're the only one living there. It's not a rental or an income property. The only, you know, the minimum requirement is still going to be 10% down
on the second home
for that.
Got it.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to buy in Arizona, a lot of people in Illinois that get to this point, you want to get out of Illinois. You can't get out permanently because you reside here. The kids are here. Your job is here. But you want to buy that house in Arizona or Texas or California or Florida. And you want to get there, but you don't want to deplete all of your savings and all your investments. You can get into that property with 10% down.
Right.
Okay. So let's go over some different avenues, especially when you get into the city. You have somebody that's looking to buy maybe a 2-unit building that's worth $1 million or $2 million. They're going to reside there. So it's still going to be a primary home, but it's going to be a 2-unit building. Mm-hmm. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, so the 2 units are going to be viewed the same as a traditional single-family home. So, you know, you're going to have the same requirements there for down payment, debt-to-income ratio, credit scores. There will be a max loan amount of $3 million. So okay. It's a big loan.
Yeah.
Huge loan.
So how about if you even go exceed that? You're looking to buy, say, a 4-unit building for $4 million.
Yeah, so the difference there is anything 3 to 4 unit, you can still do. You'd have to live there, but the only difference would be the loan amount. You're going to have a limit of $2 million
okay. For
the loan amount.
So you'd have a bigger loan limit on a 2-unit building than you would a 4.
Correct.
Reason being is it gets a little scarier for the lender the more units you have, because if you have a 4-unit building, if you have two people default in their rent, mm-hmm. That's the thinking behind the whole thing. So let's go down another avenue. You're looking to buy a rental property and it's $750,000, but it's a 2-unit building and it's an exclusive area and it's, you know, all that. What are we looking at on a jumbo investment property, 1-2 unit?
Yeah, so that's going to be a larger down payment. They're going to require you to put down 25%
okay.
for rental properties.
Got it.
1, 2, 4 units. So there's
1 through 4 unit?
Yeah, there's really no distinction there.
Okay, cool.
They want a larger.
But even on conventional financing, you need, in most cases, 20 to 25% down
right.
on normal financing that's not jumbo. So
correct.
You're really not taking that big of a hit. You get down the city, finding a 4-unit, a really nice 4-unit building, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to get $1-2 million out of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's an area that goes down through. Okay. So I'm looking to buy, I'm looking to take out a $2 million loan. Are there, in many times that I see, even in the conventional financing world, you need what we call reserves. Basically, as a lender, you're saying, I don't want you to deplete every penny you have to do this, because let's say it's a two-unit building and you're hoping to get that other unit rented, and it might take 30, 60, 90 days to get it rented. So we want kind of some money in the background as a reserve that so you won't default on that mortgage, month one. Are there reserve restrictions or requirements on jumbo mortgages?
Yeah, so, a typical standard mortgage, they're going to want to see typically 2 months of payments saved up, typically.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Jumbo, they're going to want to see 6 months.
Okay.
So they're going to want to make sure that you have, in case something happens where you lose your job or something,
sure,
you have money saved up to, make their payment.
Got it. Well, it's probably easier to rent an apartment for $750 versus an apartment for $2,500.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, they want a little more skin in the game for that. Has there been any changes that you know of in 2020 that makes jumbos any harder than they were in the past? I mean, I don't see them, but some people are saying, some lending's getting tighter, some lending's getting worse or making it worse. Is there any major changes that you know of that would affect the jumbo market?
If anything, I've seen it come, become a little bit easier to qualify. I remember when it used to be 720, minimum credit score. So
yeah, 20% down, 25% down. Now you can get a 680 with 10% down.
Yeah, so I think it's getting a lot more aggressive.
Not a bad gig. We're talking about buying the house. So now let's say I have a ton of equity in my house. It's $2 million and I owe $400,000 on my mortgage. But I have three kids in college. I'm trying to pay that, but I can't really pay that. I'm giving them money each month. I'm doing this. Every one of my kids has a credit card. They're spending, they're going out and having their fun and they're buying groceries and stuff like that. So now I want to just consolidate all this stuff in and have one payment. Go over what loan to value can you go in a jumbo and pull money out to pay off a bunch of bills, or maybe even you want to finish your basement, or you want to completely, redo your kitchen and you need $100,000.
Or buy a second home.
Yeah. And the reason why you might contemplate doing it under the jumbo program versus a home equity loan is your home equity loan can only be taxed. You can only get the tax credit on the interest you pay on that if 100% of that money is used to... You put that into your home. You can't pay off credit cards. You can't pay off student loan debt. You can't buy an RV. You can't do anything with that money other than put it back in your home. Otherwise, all the interest you pay is not tax deductible. So, first of all, let me throw this at you. In our terminology, there's what we call rate and term and cash out. If you could explain those and what loan to values you can go on each one of those, and then go down that avenue, if you would, just to make it make sense.
Yeah. So a rate and term, what we call rate and term refinance, is when you're refinancing only the balance of the current mortgage you have. So if you owe $500,000 and you're refinancing in a rate and term, your new loan's $500,000.
Got it.
If you're doing cash out, you're taking additional cash out of the home. So, in your example, if you own a $200,000 house and you own you owe $500,000, you realistically could use 80% of the value of your home. So in that situation, $1.6 million on $200,000. I'm sorry, $2
million. Okay.
And you can just get that cash on top of what you currently owe.
Okay.
Getting cash out. So there's two different...
What's the loan-to-value restrictions on rate and term versus cash out? Is there a difference there?
Yeah, there is. So a rate and term, you're going to be, you can go up to 90% of the value of your home, rate and term. Cash out, they're going to bring that back down to 80% is what they want to see. They want to leave 20% equity.
Got it. We got to leave it there. So if you want to pick up on this conversation, because we're going to have a whole new YouTube exclusive and podcast exclusive on jumbo mortgages, hopefully you got something out of this. And this might not affect you personally, but if you know somebody that is looking for a jumbo mortgage, please call us. We have among the lowest rates in the country. And we do very well with the jumbo markets. I mean, we have people that are going to Wells Fargo, their exclusive banking division. We're beating those rates. We're having people go to, you know, because most of the time when you have a $2-4 million home, you got a pretty good nest egg put aside. And, you know, so we have to be really competitive in that market. We're here to walk you through step by step by step and not only help you there, but help get you qualified at the best rates in the country at the lowest costs. So don't go away, but please check us out. One more segment of the jumbo markets, kind of a snapshot of it on our YouTube channel. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Also, check out the podcast. We're getting about between 100 and 150 downloads a day on the podcast, which is really cool. Facebook, we just hit 350,000 views, so that's starting to take off. Don't go away. We're going to be back with Stevie G.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. This segment, my friend, my life coach, Stevie G.
Yeah, Stevie. What's up, Danny boy?
So here's what we got to do. I want to go over, we're going to make segments of this, because I want not only for life, because basically, you know, a lot of people listen to me and have listened to me for years on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio. It's a Christian radio station. I got there because my life kind of crumbled. And so we all need life coaching at some point in life. And then one of the big things you do for us, especially for me, you not only help me life coach and put me on a direction to the right path, you're a spiritual leader for me as well. Plus, you're a huge influence for my team trying to get out there and train or teach or help get our realtor base and my sales team to the next level. We all think we know, you know, what to do, how to do it. You make us accountable. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the best way to put it. So welcome back. What we're going to do today is we're going to go over 10 rules for success. And it's not only success in business, it's success in life.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan, for having me.
So let's go over your top 10 list. This is a top 10 list for success in life and business.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for both. And it depends on how you want to put it. I use it for my life also.
Got it.
You know, and I had somebody coaching today and we went over some of these things already.
Got it.
It was a woman that came in and one of my realtors and... one of the things we talked about, the first rule is taking control of your life. That's most important, you know, because we tend to let other people control us, or we're going on every word of what they said or saying, oh, we'll do this for you and that for you. And what mostly happens is they don't.
Right.
Learn that by myself, by, you know, having to take control of my own life. So that's rule number one.
Got it. Let's go through the top 10 list. And again, the list will be down below if you're on YouTube or podcasting these. If we could, let's go down through all 10. And again, for the next 10 weeks, every Wednesday, we're going to dissect one of these in detail. But I'd like to just brush over these with a broad stroke right now, just to whet everybody's appetite.
Yeah. So take control of your life is number one. Number two is be fueled by pain. You get out of your life what you accept. You got to be fueled by pain. Number three is stop worrying about what others think of you. Number four, always give your all. Number five is bring real value to people, whether in business or personal life. Overcoming difficulties. Number seven is workout. You have to do some kind of workout every day. Number eight is keep promises you make to yourself. That's got to do with self-confidence. Number nine is defeat your fears and insecurities. And number 10 is serve people. That's 10 of them.
That's a great list.
Yeah.
So I can go through there. I was going to make a sarcastic comment on almost every one of these you went through. But let's talk today a little bit about taking control of your life. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Kind of dissect that for me. What do you mean?
You know, let me give you an example. So I had relatives up in Minnesota that said, hey, come on up. He was building homes up there. And he said, I'll make you part of the sales team. You'll run the whole sales team and everything else. Promised me all kinds of stuff, guarantees and everything else. Got up there and everything changed. And so what I had done there is giving him control of my life, right? I thought, oh, he's going to take care of everything. And he didn't. Most people will let you down anyway. Until I got control of my life and came back to Illinois and decided I was going to be the ruler of my life and take control, that's when things started to change for me, become better.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can have, you know, you can have doors open for you. When that door opens, you then have to go through that door and take it to the next level. Here's what I tell my kids. It's not many times what you know, it's who you know. But that who you know is possibly going to get you into a situation that might put you in a better situation, if that makes sense. But what you don't want to do is being a manager and having my own companies in the past and so forth, you have a lot of salespeople and a lot of people just in general that are just sitting back waiting for you to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
That's not a good path, guys.
Yeah.
That's not a good path. Who has the most skin in the game in your life?
You do.
Yeah.
Yourself.
So, you know.
Yeah. So it's interesting, Dan, when you say that taking control of your life will give you self-confidence. You'll get rid of self-doubt. But you have to go out there and get it. Somebody may give you an opportunity, but that's all they're going to do, right?
Yeah.
If you're relying on them to do everything for you, don't, because people will let you down. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
That's why we rely on God, right? We walk by faith, not by sight. So we have to give it to him, too.
So if somebody new called you, I use this alias, Stan Brio.
Okay.
So I'm Stan Brio. I'm a realtor in Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I do pretty good. I do pretty darn good.
Yeah.
We can all do better.
Yeah.
What's your, sell me.
Yeah. So one of the things I ask is Stan, I say to you, and you're Stan, right? I say, Stan, are you satisfied where you're at in your real estate career or your personal life? And you said, no, I'm doing pretty good. And I'd say, well, great, Stan, that's awesome. What if we could show you how you could do better? Would that be good for you or make more money? It all determines on what you want to say. But one of my questions would be that. Are you satisfied where you're at? Most people aren't.
Right.
But the ones that are, you know, let's talk about just business at that point.
Okay.
A lot of top realtors get to a certain point and they hit the law of the lid and they can't get beyond that. That's where coaching comes in. That's where motivation, what we do. So part of what I do is motivation, but I get into the real person, first of all. Got to know who they are, what they're about. Got to know their strengths, got to know their weaknesses. But when they hit that law of the lid and they can't go anymore, that's why they need a coach. So you need a coach to get started. You need a coach in the middle. But the best is the people, almost top CEOs have coaches.
Absolutely, yeah.
The people they go through. They go to the Tony Robbins of the worlds and Jay Abraham, who coached these people through. So even myself, I have a spiritual coach, right? And, and so that's what gets me going. But so when you hit the law of the lid, that's where you come in. So if you're doing good, let us show you how to get to the next level.
Or if you're beginning.
Yeah, you're beginning.
A lot of the stuff that you teach is, I hate this word, but basic.
Yeah, it's all basic.
But it's the nice thing about your situation, it's making accountability. Okay, so I'm the realtor down there. You could be in Texas, California, Arizona, Colorado, wherever you are. Just so you know. There's no cost. There's no cost involved. I am picking up the cost for this for you. So somebody wants to get involved with you, and they call and you guys talk about it. What is your what's the steps or the game plan of, you know, what are the meetings consist of? How often are they? How do you do them? Just walk me through this whole. So, I'm a new realtor. Yep. Walk me through why am I using you and what do we do?
Yeah, we make sure that they're committed to you first, Dan, because there is a cost to me.
Yep.
And then what happens is once they're committed to you, and we do, we don't have, you know, we take them for their word. They get 30 to 40 minutes a week with me. If they're out of state, it'd be on the phone once a week for 4 weeks. It goes for, and then we re-look at what they're doing after 4 weeks. Most coaching starts to work. I was, had somebody in there today in my office as after about 6 months. It starts to sink in. So it does take a little bit. And we find out really what needs and wants are. But so what? It's once a week, 30 to 40 minutes. and you call into me. We set time schedules up, and you have a permanent time slot each week that we talk. And we ask you, part of the coaching is you be prepared. So what I would say to you, what would you like to talk about this week? What do you need me most on, Dan?
Let's play this. Let's play this just so we get it.
Yeah.
I, even in my career, I'll just be blunt. I'll be the Dan Frio.
Yep.
I want a little more time so I can spend it with my wife and family.
Yeah.
But I don't want the business to suffer.
Right. So it's about quality of life. So in order for you to do that, it's all about time management, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things we set you up and make sure you're doing as a realtor or a mortgage person is scheduling.
Or anybody, any salesperson.
Anybody.
And this can deal in just your life. You want more free time with your family.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's right. But so we make sure we set you up on a business plan, whether it's a life plan or a business plan. So we know what you should know what you'd be doing every week, Dan, right? And you should allot each time for doing each task that you have.
Got it.
But you can't go beyond that. Once those tasks are done and you want to go home, you have to go home.
Right.
But you got to make sure that you finish those up or have somebody covering for you. One of the things that we say is this: know your strengths, work your strengths, leave your weaknesses to somebody else. And that means you pay for your weaknesses. You bring somebody in to cover your weaknesses.
Where I'm indebted to Steve is he's put me, I've been doing this as of January of this year, 2020, 32 years.
Wow.
And I do very well. But I met with Steve several times, and I actually see him every day. And he set me up. He dwelled on those things. I know them.
Yep.
He actually structured me internally to exactly what he just said. My production right now, and I work the same amount of hours, is about triple where I was last year. Triple. Yep. Because of how you structured my team and me personally.
Putting the right people on the bus for you, Dan. Knowing what you want to do. You told me I want to be the production man. I want to be the front man. I want to be the radio, the face of the company. So we had to put the right people in place, right?
Absolutely.
And I think we've done that, and we're even doing more now.
So, again, if he could help somebody that's been in this business 32 years who has a success, you know, in this business, I wouldn't be in this 32 years if I didn't. If he can help me, he can surely help you.
Hey, Dan, let me say this, though. Whatever I ask is you got to be coachable,
right?
Trainable, teachable. You know, I'm 58 years old. I still listen to people just so I can get them. And the way I get better is by getting everybody else's views. So I don't know it all.
Right.
And so the people who can say, be open-minded and want to listen, those are the people that will excel in coaching.
God bless. So thanks, Stevie G, for coming in today. Again, if you want to get involved with the Frio team as a realtor partner, love to have you. And you can be anywhere in the country. We'd love to bring you on. And at least set you up with Steve. He'll put you in through coaching. And all that we ask is you be receptive to it. Just shoot me an email. Give me a phone call. You can reach me at D Frio, and Frio is F-R-I-O, so dfrio@parksidelending.com. Give me a call at 844-775-LOAN, which is 5626, or check me out on the web. Love to meet you. So God bless you. See you next time.